This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Vincent.
And masks, man. People are going crazy about masks. Whether or not people should wear them. And some of the responses about the masks have been as crazy as the notion that it should be required to wear them. Now, there are several stories about masks here. A city required masks in stores and restaurants, and after receiving numerous threats of violence, they changed it to a suggestion.
That's really good for them. I mean, the people who sent those threats should be considered folk heroes. Sick of this it's like absolute neuroticism. Right before the Concord protest, within a period of 24 hours, my mother sent me 5 texts demanding I wear a mask.
Really?
Yes. And I know she loves me. I know, you know, it's she just wants me to be safe. But I can't breathe under those things. And also, you know, they highlight my eyes, though. That's the only good thing, right? They highlight my eyes. But no, other than that, I prefer breathing than, yeah.
So, on Friday, mayor of this town softened the rule to encourage, not require, face coverings after several reports emerged of employees being verbally abused and being threatened with physical violence while trying to enforce the order, all in just 3 hours of the rule going into effect.
Oh, wow. Okay, maybe people aren't as sheepish as I originally thought.
I would hope not. But then again, I went to Bank of America today, and they had a sign right there on their door saying you must wear a mask to enter the premises. Obviously, I did not. But I went inside, and all of the employees, obviously, were wearing masks. But the only other customer there was not. This older man not wearing a mask. It was great. A lot of people are upset about it, though. 3 family members have been charged in the shooting death of a security guard who told a customer to put on a face mask. Coming to us from CNN, 3 family members have been charged in the killing of a security guard who told a customer at a Michigan Family Dollar to wear a state-mandated face mask. Calvin Minerlin, I don't know, died at a Flint hospital, this would be Flint, after he was shot in the head Friday, said Michigan State Police Lieutenant David Kaiser. So he asked people to put on a mask, and his family of 3 responded by shooting him in the head.
That's a little excessive, I'd say.
That's definitely excessive. I would agree.
So wait, people are willing to shoot someone over being told to wear a mask, but not having their house taken for unpaid back taxes.
Well, I imagine there aren't too many people in Flint who are dealing with that particular issue. I don't know.
I'm just saying in general. It's like the things people decide to stand up for will just stupefy you sometimes.
Yeah. From all indications, the security guard was simply doing his job and upholding the governor's executive order. And, yeah.
He was just following orders.
There's also this old man here who went to a Dollar Tree, and a Dollar Tree worker told him that he needed to wear a mask. So he wiped his face on her shirt. This happened also in Michigan. Man, Michigan is working on becoming the new Florida, aren't they? They've arrested a 68-year-old man on assault charges after he entered a Dollar Tree Saturday and wiped his face on an employee's shirt. The police chief said that the man entered the store around 1:30 without wearing a mask, despite an executive order in the state requiring patrons in enclosed public spaces to wear one at all times. Rex Gommel of Linden faces misdemeanor charges of assault and battery, said the Oakland County prosecutor. Security camera footage inside the store released by police shows a man wiping his face on an employee's shirt. According to police, the employee had told the man he needed to wear a mask to remain in the store. He responded by saying, "Here, I'll just use this as a mask, before wiping his nose and face on the shirt, leaving behind bodily fluids, said Narsh. The employee was the only person the man came in contact with while at the Dollar Tree, who also said the man made other complaints and was loud and disrupted until leaving. So, the mask thing, people aren't going for it, evidently. And I think that's good. You know, it does show that people aren't as stupid as I generally believe them to be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And although I think it's, yeah, I mean, it's a little childish to rub your snot on someone else's shirt. You know, someone who's just doing their job. I mean, I'm glad that people are finally getting fed up with this, too. I mean, like, I don't think they could keep cramming this stuff down our throats for much longer.
I don't think they're being successful cramming it down anyone's throats. You're certainly right about that. I mean, you have this city, Stillwater, amending its rule after people got angry. You have people throughout the country doing things like this 68-year-old man. Now, grabbing someone's shirt and wiping your nose on it is not good, but I'm with you. Don't wear a mask.
Well, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Well, according to CNN, they're curious about the psychology behind why some people won't wear masks. So you know this is going to be good. Coming to us from CNN, most Americans have never had to wear a mask for their health before, let alone while they shop for groceries or go for a run. So even as businesses or states increasingly require them, rebellion is natural. To a degree, says Dr. David Aronoff, director of Vanderbilt, long list of school name there. But he urges Americans to think of the mask guidance not as forced conformity, but as a necessary act of solidarity. Wearing a cloth mask could stop seemingly healthy people from infecting others with coronavirus if they're asymptomatic. He says that we're all hopeful that this pandemic disappears, then we can stop doing so as much risk mitigation. But for now, we really depend on the trust and kindness of others to protect our well-being. That's part of being an American. Apparently, some people think that it infringes on their civil liberties. Even though wearing masks isn't compulsory in much of the U.S., adhering to these rules may feel like, to some, a forfeiture of their freedoms. Now, I don't think it's a forfeiture of freedom for an employer to require people to wear masks, but for the government to tell me that I must wear a thing, that's obviously a violation of my freedom.
Oh, absolutely, and I saw some people were comparing it to images of slaves throughout history, right? Like, you know, African slaves, Ottoman slaves, and they would be forced to wear something covering their mouth, too, like masks, and then now people are willingly putting putting masks on. It's like a symbol of submission.
Fascinating. I'll have to do some research into that particular topic, because I haven't done any. He said people value their freedoms. They become distressed or indignant or morally outraged when people are trying to encroach on their freedoms. He compared the mask guidance to the ban on smoking cigarettes in restaurants or schools. There are rules about not smoking in enclosed restaurants and bars because that smoke can be deleterious to someone else's health. Now we're in a situation where if I'm infected with the COVID-19 virus, my breath can be lethal to someone else.
Your breath. I've heard, some people's breath could be lethal, but never outside of like an ironic statement. Never. I never heard anyone say that seriously.
Well, I mean, if the contention is that secondhand smoke can be lethal to someone else, then obviously breathing out a virus, the same could be true of that. But in that case, okay, don't smoke inside. If you have COVID-19, don't go to the restaurant. The issue of all of this seems to hinge around the existence of these asymptomatic people who may or may not even exist.
Oh, absolutely. And the people who are the most susceptible are people who have compromised immune systems because they have many other conditions, which brings the question, well, why is everyone forced to being, why is everyone, right, healthy people, young people, are being forced to stay inside when really the people who could die from this, they're the ones who should be not forced to stay inside, but they're the ones, I mean, it would make most sense for them to stay inside. I mean, like, I think it's perfectly reasonable for them to ban entry into, like, nursing homes or retirement homes where, you know, the majority of people, at least in Quebec, are dying, but to ban people from going into bars, going into everything, this is just, it's a ludicrous overreach.
It is. I don't know of too many people who, you know, want to visit nursing homes in the first place. I mean, even when there's no virus, it's kind of a chore to go visit an elderly family member at a nursing home, so I can't imagine they would have too much problem with keeping people from visiting nursing homes. But restaurants, bars, as you point out, that, you know, young, healthy people who will probably be okay frequent, it's absurd. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Vincent.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. And we want to get into this Project Veritas story, but before we do that, let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. So there's a woman in New Hampshire, in New London, New Hampshire, which is kind of in central New Hampshire, runs a barbershop's not the right word, a beauty salon, I think is the word I'm looking for. And she went ahead and reopened. I don't know if this was before she was supposed to or if she was just declining to follow some of the restrictions that she says are just too much. Either way, she was doing something that the Board of Barbering didn't like. So they call her up, tell her she got, you know, if she opens in the morning, she's going to get her license yanked. She says she's going to open in the morning anyway.
Nice.
And the police show up. The Board of Barbering doesn't. They just send goons, I guess. And
sounds about right.
And also, I should clarify, I'm not positive it was the Board of Barbering initially, but it was, you know, a state bureaucracy, which would indicate it must have been. I mean, I can't imagine any other state bothering with this. This is a bureaucracy that normally bothers with this kind of thing.
Yeah, the bureaucracy of haircutting.
Yeah. So
I can't believe one of those even exists in New Hampshire, of all places.
So anyway, she lawyered up, posted about this on the Reopen NH Facebook group. That post is already at like 150 comments. However, I think she's backing down. I think she's indicated, or at least she has not opened back up. At some point, she stopped opening. She stopped opening, basically.
Well, when the government is threatening to arrest you, if you're not willing to take on that fight, then backing down is the best course of action. I don't blame her for being unwilling to get arrested and caught up in the state's prison system, but it's unfortunate that they would even threaten her with that over something like just wanting to open her salon.
Yeah, well, she's taken this further than most people have in terms of resisting.
Well, not necessarily. Dave, thank you so much for the call. There is that woman in Texas, I think it is.
Well, I think it was a hair salon. Yeah, she had her trial today. Or she was in court today, at least, right? And, you know, you have the judge over Zoom.
Right.
And the governor, actually, Governor Greg Abbott, for better or worse, he defended her.
The governor did?
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. I'm looking for the story that I had about this woman, and I can't find it.
Was it the one? Are you thinking about the one where the SWAT team showed up?
No, I didn't hear anything about.
Oh, SWAT team. You know what they say? Things are done in Vegas. So apparently, they have Bearcats in Texas also, and I think it might have been a bar or something. But yeah, I'll be playing the video of that on my Questioning Authority, which is after this tonight on LRN.
So. More on this story from DallasNews.com. Dallas salon owner jailed for reopening in violation of court order. She will spend a week in jail after she was found in contempt of court yesterday for violating an order to close her salon during the coronavirus pandemic. In addition, she was fined $7,000 for continuing to operate her business in violation of a judge's temporary restraining order issued against the business. So they got her with contempt of court.
Naturally.
Yeah. Luther was taken into custody immediately after the hearing. I don't see anything about a SWAT team, though, so I mean, that's good.
Yeah, it was a different story. Yeah, I think it was at a bar.
So she says, you know, feeding my kids is not selfish. If you think the law is more important than kids getting fed, then please go ahead with your decision. But I am not going to shut the salon. Minutes earlier, Greg Abbott had announced during a news conference that barbershops and salons across Texas could reopen Friday. Her attorney, Warren Norred, expressed disappointment in the judge's ruling, as well as the timing of the governor's decision. But what fascinates me most about this is that she was, in fact, hit with a contempt of court charge and not violating the order of the governor charge or whatever.
I imagine that would be easier to fight in court than the contempt charge.
Yeah, I don't think you can fight contempt of court charges. I mean, once a judge finds you guilty of contempt of court, no jury or whatever, the judge just says, okay, contempt of court, you're done. And that's it. It's very frustrating to watch happen and watch it play out.
Just want to add in here, this is Ian. With contempt, what they have, at least here in New Hampshire, is called a right of allocution. That's where you can basically beg the judge or try to explain your behavior to the judge, but ultimately there's no trial. It's just like he just decides what your sentence is. And yeah, Vincent, you're absolutely right. It's a lot easier to fight a governor's order than it is. But speaking of the governor, you'd mentioned that he had spoken out in favor. I actually have the press release from the governor. You had said,
oh, wow.
You said it was awesome, but I want to caution you on that because you haven't actually read what he said. Shall I?
Sure.
So, he released the statement regarding the jailing of Dallas salon owner Shelley Luther, quote, I join the Attorney General in disagreeing with the excessive action by the Dallas judge, putting Shelley Luther in jail for 7 days. As I have made clear through prior pronouncements, jailing Texans for noncompliance with executive orders should always be the last available option. So he's not against jailing her. He's right. Just against jailing her right now. He says further, compliance with executive orders during this pandemic is important to ensure public safety. However, surely there are less restrictive means to achieving that goal than jailing a Texas mother. So he's saying, you know, oh, well, fine her. Come yeah. after her business license. Do anything else. Just don't jail her. It looks bad.
Well, they did fine her. $7,000 freaking dollars. But yeah. Has there been any update? Because you were talking to someone who's been in Texas who's been following this closely.
Yeah, that's who I got that from.
Is she actually still in jail?
I presume. I mean, if you've been sentenced to jail for contempt of court, you're going to stay in jail yeah. unless you can get the judge to change his mind.
Well, and hopefully political pressure can do that.
And if she gets back out and continues to operate her salon, she could be put back in for another contempt hit.
And apparently, somewhere I heard that there's like confirmed cases of COVID-19 amongst the people in the jail. So
of course there are.
Yes.
It's an enclosed space.
So it's totally counterproductive. But
so in order to keep this woman from spreading the virus, they put her in jail where she is more likely to contract the virus.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, put her in a petri dish.
I mean, that sounds like the government. So an attorney for the city said that it didn't matter how clean Luther kept the salon. She was in contempt of court the moment she opened the salon in defiance of the temporary restraining order. So that's how this would actually play out in the real world. You're not getting arrested for violating the executive order. No, they just file a restraining order on you, and then they hit you with contempt of court. 855-450-3733.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump welcoming Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds to the White House on Wednesday. Among the things that were discussed was the coronavirus pandemic, regarding meatpacking facilities being back up at full speed. Reynolds says,
"We're moving in that direction, as the secretary said. You've got to think South Dakota's coming back on board. We'll have most of our facilities up and going."
President Trump also honoring nurses at the White House on National Nurses Day.
"History will forever remember how our nurses answered the call of duty in America's hour of need."
On Wednesday, the national debt soared above $25 trillion as Congress continues to approve massive spending projects to alleviate consequences resulting from the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A top Democrat says the House could return next week to Washington, D.C. to pass a major economic aid bill aimed at providing more than $1 trillion in local aid, bonus pay to frontline workers, and a bailout of the U.S. Postal Service. House Majority Leader from Maryland, Steny Hoyer, telling reporters once the legislation is ready for discussion, the members will return to Washington, D.C. to vote on it. Some who've hoped to use their credit cards to stay afloat during the coronavirus pandemic have found themselves out of luck. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A new study by LendingTree finds that 1 in 4 credit card holders in America have either had their credit limits cut or their accounts closed during the past 30 days. The study says lenders made the decision a month ago so as to protect against losses in case cardholders couldn't manage their payments, as the unemployment rate has skyrocketed. More than 30 million Americans have filed unemployment claims.
USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Vincent.
And, man, the world has lost its mind with all of the various the drive-in music concerts. Have you seen these?
Oh, yeah. I saw the drive-in music concerts and the drive-in mosh pit. Oh, wait, no, that was just a collapse on a collision on Interstate 95. But
do they just roll down their windows at these drive-through music concerts?
I mean, I'm sure that's a good question. I've never been to a drive-in theater, so I wonder if a speaker system is loud enough that you could hear it within your car.
Well, I've been to a lot of concerts, a lot of music concerts. They're definitely loud enough that you would hear them in your car. But why? Now, I did see that Tool has taken this opportunity to go back to the studio and record a new EP, which sucks. I didn't expect the lockdown to last for 12 years, you know. That's how long Tool spends doing these things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the phones. We got Vernon calling from Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Talking about drive-through concerts, I saw in Oregon they have a drive-through strip club. So
yeah, I've seen those as well.
Yep. Well, y'all haven't I haven't heard y'all talk about them, so I just wanted to add to that. I thought that was interesting. I saw a few pictures. It looked like a lot of fun.
Well, strip clubs in general are a lot of fun.
It's a big waste of money.
So I think what you do is you drive through. You can't stop, though. You got to keep going slowly, and you got to have your money out. But it looks like it was a lot of fun.
So you can't just, like, sit there and watch the girl dance?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's a drive-thru. They got to keep going.
Okay,
I mean,
it's a drive-thru, not a drive-in. Okay.
Yeah. And they have all the, I think they set it up in a parking lot or something, and they've got to have it shielded so, you know, minors can't see it or whatever. But from what I've seen online, like I said, it looks pretty good. So I just wanted to mention that real quick.
All right. Vernon, thanks so much for the call. No, I'm not surprised that we haven't yet gotten around to drive-through strip clubs. That's a level of insanity that I was hoping to never have to speak aloud. You know, that's one of those things that I just wanted to let be forgotten in the back of my mind, that once upon a time, there were drive-through strip clubs.
It sounds like even more of a waste of money and exercise and frustration than regular strip clubs.
Well, regular strip clubs can, I mean, they're a waste of money in as much as any other form of entertainment is.
Well, I mean, like, I'd say for, unless it's like a full contact bar, which I don't know if those are legal in the U.S. I know in Canada you could have full contact strip clubs. Well, why not just, you know, spend the money on a prostitute? Right, you know, instead of being like,
sure.
Instead of,
I mean, if prostitution was legal and they were STI screened and all of that, I would agree. But with that not being the case, that prostitute probably has chlamydia or something.
I see, that's a good point. Or is like human trafficked or a slave or so. Yeah. I see what you mean. But like, I've had friends, you know, all throughout college who were saying, oh yeah, let's go to the strip club. And like, I research into it because I wanted to go to a Canadian strip club that was full contact, but it's just like the sheer waste of money where you have to pay to get in, you have to pay the guy to take your jacket, you have to pay out, you have to tip everyone, and just like the unspokenness of everything is for me, it never really jived with me. And then, like, you know, you can't, you get all frustrated and everything, you get all excited, and then they're like, all right, that's going to be another $20 for a dance, or you could get out of here. And then, yeah, I always thought it was a waste of money.
Well, let's keep going. We got Patrick calling from New Orleans. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the lunatic mayor that we have here in the city of New Orleans.
I think they're all lunatics.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're probably right. Well, this one, like, goes off the scale.
Like Trump style or Biden style? Or the Duterte style? Or Duterte, whatever his name is, the Philippine guy?
Probably like Maduro down in Venezuela.
Okay.
So right now we only have essential businesses open. And tentatively around the 15th of this month, non-essential businesses will be allowed to begin to reopen. However, I wouldn't be surprised if she does extend that, because she's kind of insinuated such. But even so, whenever the businesses reopen, she's going to be expecting businesses to record people's names and phone numbers, and those businesses will have to then turn it in to the local authorities, because they want to do contact tracing, as she puts it.
Oh, wow.
And so any bar, any snow cone maker, any coffee shop, I decide I want to go down to the coffee shop a block away when they reopen. They're going to have to take my name and number and record it, because this lunatic mayor wants to try to – basically, it's just another control issue, kind of like the Maduro down in – Venezuela, as far as I see it. But
yeah, it's definitely a control issue, and I hope that the rest of the mayors and governors throughout the United States don't hear about this idea, because it sounds like one that would actually be effective, because it causes businesses to be the ones enforcing the contact tracing. Rather than relying on people to download and install a voluntary app, you turn the businesses into the law enforcement branch.
Right. But from my perspective, I have no intention. Then again, maybe I will get information, and I'll just tell everybody I'm Mickey Mouse, and my number is 504-000-0000.
I think that's a good way to handle it. Just give them a fake name and a fake number, right?
Right.
Well, could you get charged for fraud by doing that, or like, who could they try and get you through that way?
I wouldn't be surprised if she tried to bring up a fraud thing, too. But again, in reality, it just put so much burden, and she had to come out with like a detailed plan yet, but she keeps talking about it, and it's going to put so much of a problem on businesses to try to control all of that nonsense information.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Patrick. Thank you so much for the call. I've seen this at my other job where we're supposed to get the temperature of an employee. This is what they believe the executive orders say, that when an employee comes in, we have to actually take their temperature and record it. So that's bizarre to me, that this random store, that, you know, Cumberland Farms or whatever, has to begin taking the temperatures of their employees.
And, well, I mean, I could understand taking the temperature, but, like, recording it, what, are we trying to make, like, a graph?
Well, I don't know if they're trying to do that, but they just want some sort of written record that we did it, I guess. It's totally ridiculous.
I don't know what to say at this point.
I don't get taking the employee's temperature. To me, that's horrific. If I go into work and they're like, oh, before you clock in, we have to take your temperature. Don't bother. I'm just going to go home.
Well, I mean, I can understand in the period of a pandemic of seeing, like, if someone comes in with a fever, that means their body is dropping napalm on the virus and they're still incredibly contagious. But also, at the same time, people could still be sick and contagious and not have a fever. Actually, a lot of times when someone is contagious, it's before they have any symptoms.
Is that the case with coronavirus or with just being sick in general?
Oh, my understanding, it depends. Like, my understanding with viruses, right, like let's say the cold virus, which coronavirus is a part of it, where people, you would get the virus, and then depending on how, like, if it overtakes you to the point where you're, what we call being sick means our body is giving symptoms, right, like runny nose, sore throat,
right.
And that's the body's defense mechanism. Yes, it's possible for someone to be sick with a virus but not have any symptoms as the body is handling it, but it's also possible for them to be able to spread it also through, like, you know, sneezing or saliva through fluid. I forget the exact term. So, I mean, like, I'd say it makes sense taking the temperature to make sure, because that's, like, an obvious way. If someone's, like, very sick and their body's getting overtaken by the virus, that makes sense. But it's not going to stop everyone from getting, it's not like a foolproof measure.
Well, according to the great Cornholio, who is watching at dlive.freetalklive.com, with COVID-19, 70% of people sick enough to be admitted to the hospital do not have fevers. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, as I was saying, that's just from someone who's watching at dlive.freetalklive.com. But it wouldn't surprise me to find that, you know, most of the people who end up, because the symptoms for COVID-19 are just all over the place. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, which tonight is Aria.
And Vincent.
And do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You make it happen, and you receive the rewards. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses, then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. Commissions are instant. There's none of this waiting for a certain threshold or waiting for weeks or months to get your payout. No, it's instant. If you get a company taking a business accepting Bitcoin Cash, it's an instant reward every single time someone spends Bitcoin Cash at that location. It's hard to beat that. AnyPayInc.com. Let's keep going with the phones. We've got David calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So, like I was saying earlier, me and my friend are having a little bit of a moral dilemma. We're both like libertarian / ANCAP, but he's thinking about claiming unemployment because he wasn't really let go, but because he basically just wants the money and he feels that he's going to pay the taxes in the future, so he might as well get the money now. But I kind of just wanted somebody else's opinion on it, so yeah.
I mean, there's two sides in this general position, in this general issue. One is the libertarian side that, you know, we should take advantage of every social welfare program to bleed the state dry faster and speed up. And speed up the collapse of the United States government. And then you have the other side that, you know, says it's still committing aggression against taxpayers, and that's immoral. Vincent,
correct.
Vincent, what do you think?
I don't think it's immoral at all. I mean, one, all of that money's been stolen from us or our ancestors at one point. Secondly, if it's available and you're able to do it without getting any sort of repercussions, like as long as you're not committing fraud or anything to get it, I mean, go for it, because worse people than you are probably getting that money anyways. And third, you know, the U.S. dollar is going to collapse eventually, right? As with all fiat currencies, it can't continue itself. So, I mean, like, what I'd say is, if you're going to take the money, at least put that money and use it pragmatically. Like, use it to donate to, you know, become an amplifier, amp member at amp.freetalklive.com. Use it to get storable food. Use it to buy guns and ammunition or cryptocurrency. Don't just, you know, put it all down your gullet or up your nose like the average person who gets these handouts. You know, at least spend the money. You know, at least make it count, right? Make it worth it.
Yeah, got you. Interesting. Yeah,
thank you so much for the call. As far as, you know, a definitive moral answer, I don't think we're ever going to find one among libertarians, but libertarians argue about every little stupid thing. I mean, there are entire chats now here in Keene that are dedicated to the stupid, asinine arguments that libertarians tend to have.
I'm glad the name I came up for, the autism containment chat, caught on.
Yes, that was brilliant. I chuckled heavily at that. And I'm an admin there, obviously.
Naturally.
So I can actually rename the group. I just don't want to tread on.
Yeah, I mean, comparing libertarians to people with autism is unfair to people with autism because they can't help it, right? Well, libertarians could, you know, I don't know, go outside and get some sun, and they're like, oh, my God, my behavior's been abysmal all this time.
So what's going on with Project Veritas? They've always been a good source of information, but not necessarily a reliable source of information.
Yes. And naturally, they rely on hidden cameras and anonymous sources, which is always to be questioned, even when, you know, the mainstream media does. Right now, like ever since Trump got in, and now it's okay to use anonymous sources as long as it pushes your agenda, at least on, you know, the mainstream side on the left. So why not, you know, someone on the right do it? But Project Veritas has had some pretty good content in the past. Just like exposing, it's just like pulling it's like Toto and Wizard of Oz, just pulling the curtain down. So here, this is from ProjectVeritas.com. This is breaking today. CBS News this morning aired fake COVID-19 drive-through testing site line of cars. So
now this isn't necessarily new, is it? I mean, there's all sorts of, well, I've seen memes suggesting that CBS aired footage from hospitals in Italy, saying that it was hospitals in New York or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if that was CBS or not, because I get CBS and ABC mixed up. Like, ABC, do you remember, when the Kurds, right, when Trump pulled out of a part of Syria and Edward's talking, people who had no idea what the Kurds were now crying about the Kurds. So ABC News put footage of this apocalyptic battle with tracers and machine gun fire and, explosions, and it turns out it was that footage was in some place in the United States, and it was a automatic weapons shoot-off, right, and they said that this was an apocalyptic battle footage. So that was ABC. I don't know if the Italy footage, which is, you know, I'm a media expert now, or in a week I will be, because I'll finally have my degree and graduate, but it's what they call B-roll, right? And so now normally, I was always taught that when someone shows B-roll, right, which is just footage while someone, like an interview subject, talks, it has to be of what they're talking about. It can't be from some other town or some other place unless you explicitly mention it is, which even then is sort of cheap. Yeah. But in the cases with what I heard when they were showing like footage of Italian hospitals, they were trying to pass it off as it happening in the United States.
It would be like, for those people who have seen the Waco series, or if you actually go to an actual documentary, it'd be like if they took a picture of the bombing of Baghdad by the United States government and said, oh, look what has happened to the Davidians here.
Exactly, yes.
So that's misusage of B footage?
B-roll, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's total deception. So, but in this case, it's even worse, according to their hidden camera footage and their source, which I should say should always be taken with a grain of salt, but I'm going to trust it as much as I trust the mainstream media when they have hidden camera footage or anonymous sources. So, a CBS News crew pulled medical professionals off a floor at the Cherry Medical Center in Grand Rapids, Michigan, to line up in their vehicle so a CBS film crew would have a long long line for COVID-19 coverage. And a lot of this is based off a video that they have quotes. If you want to see the video, it's at projectveritas.com. So a CBS News crew pulled medical professionals off the floor at... the subhead is just a repetition of the first paragraph.
So to make sure I understand this, they got the health professionals to get in their cars to make it look like the line was longer than it actually was.
Yes, that's the accusation.
That's pretty common in journalism. Like when we were in Concord for the 420 rally, the BBC reporter asked me to stage making a new sign, right?
I wasn't really
making a new sign. Well, I mean, yeah, but it didn't matter. And I've done media interviews before, so I understood that, you know, she wanted video of me doing a thing that I wasn't ordinarily going to do. Then she wanted us to try to get cars to honk at us while they went by. And she was like, can't you make that little arm sign to get them to honk? And Ian rightly points out, well, if they honk, I want it to be organic. I don't want it to be because I asked them to.
And so it should. I mean, with asking to make the sign, I could understand that since you probably made the sign before before the camera crew was there. But what's common in journalism, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's right for what they're supposed to do, at least in regards to ethics. So, I mean, I wasn't there for the BBC crew, so I'm not throwing shade on them. But
she didn't speak to me again after I told her I wasn't rewriting the message.
Okay, well, good for you. Good for you. Yeah, I mean.
She was like, can you write something else? No one's going to understand that. I said, people will get it. She's like, no, they won't. Please just write something else. I said, well, you can relay my message, but don't change it.
Well, hold on now. You said BBC. That's a government company, right? That's not actual.
The reporter who was there on behalf of the BBC.
Which is a government company. That's funded by taxpayers, same as the CBC in Canada. So. I mean, not that I'm giving him a free pass because they claim to be journalists, but if someone like the New York Times did something like that, I'd say, oh, this is ridiculous. But the fact that the BBC, which is, it's British propaganda, right? It's a government. I mean, it's a government, right?
I mean, it's supposed to be, right? By design?
What, you're talking about journalism or...
The BBC.
The BBC? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, British Broadcasting Company. It's run by the government, and they would claim objectivity. Like, during the Falklands War, they wouldn't say, yeah, our boys are killing those Argentine fascists, but they're getting a message across, right? And I'm going to say British government. Whoever's running and controlling the British government, by effect, the BBC is going to be a propaganda. So, yes, you're absolutely right. The BBC is propaganda, British propaganda. And, you know, even YouTube says, right, under our videos from RT or Al Jazeera, it says this is funded by the Russians or the Qatar government. Under BBC and CBC on YouTube, it says this is, you know, BBC is run by the British government. So for that, I'll give YouTube I'll give them a thumbs up for doing that, at least for fair.
That is impressive. I wouldn't expect that from YouTube. I would expect them to do that with Qatar, Al Jazeera, and the other one you mentioned, RT, Russia Today. 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.